to guide us on our way throughout these last 48 hours, let us say. And also for the wisdom that came from all of you. And I look to us as diamonds in the rough, diamonds in the rough. And I have a ring here, and I've had three of them, had them made. In the early days of the charismatic movement in the 70s, early 70s, they were putting out these beautiful rings. One was with the symbol of the Holy Spirit, and the other one was the a symbol of hope. And this one was with a cross, and four little dots around the cross, which I named as the four Gospels. And then there is another section that has three little dots, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in between these powerful symbols is a blank. And the blank I name as the presence of Mary. Presence of Mary in the Trinity of Unity and the Mother of God, as we celebrated this week. About 3 weeks ago, on a Friday afternoon, I decided that I was in need of a haircut because I was looking pretty shaggy with COVID-19, and you know, and you women know what it is to have long hair, and I grow hair very quickly. And so I went out to my regular salon called The Great Cuts. And so when I got there, you know, they said a walk-in is fine, but there were 12 people in front of me. And as though I don't have time to wait for 12 people. So I turned around and decided I would come home. But coming home, I looked, came to a light, and there on the corner was Super Cuts. And so I just, well, I might take a chance. And I went to Super Cuts, and there was a beautiful salon, nobody in it. And the receptionist came up, and she says, I gave her my name and whatever. And, you know, they ask you for an email because they want to make sure they've got a candidate or whatever. And so she says, do you want the barber number one or barber number two? And there was only two of them. And I said, well, barber number one suits my cut. I didn't know the person. And so it happened to be the receptionist. So she said, please take a seat. And so when I took a seat, you know, to get conversation going, you know, you have plans for the weekend? And I said, oh, I have always plans on the weekend. I'm a Catholic priest and I'm in church all weekend. So anyhow, she tells me, you know, how do you want it and whatever. And she starts clipping and wrapping my head around with click, 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 click. And she says, what do you think about tattoos? Well, I says, you know, some are nice and some are, I think, abusive and others, you know, whatever. But people do get them, and she was clipping, and her arm was out like this, and her arm was full of tattoos. And so when I looked, she says, I have a tattoo here. And the tattoo was the ascending Jesus. And at the foot of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. And under the tattoo was written, freedom. And we had a wonderful conversation, you know. And I don't know if she was watching what she was doing, but she gave me a good haircut. So, if I had not said that I'm a Catholic priest, you know, and I'm busy the whole weekend, maybe she would not have had the courage to speak to me about her conversion experience, her surrendering. And, you know, Mary Magdalene was forgiven by Jesus for 7 demons. And she was a rich lady. And she supported his ministry all along the way. And when he was put in the sepulcher after the crucifixion, they went to take care of things, and he was gone. And she says, where is my Jesus? Where is my Jesus? And as she turned around, Jesus was there looking at her to comfort her. You know, the first reading this morning from the morning prayers at the Breviary, all the readings are wonderful. They seem like they were chosen for us, but they were chosen for the church for this weekend. And this particular reading from the Breviary, the morning prayer from Ezekiel, says, thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. And his promise is being fulfilled at this Holy Eucharist. Come to me, all you who hunger and are thirsty, and I will give you rest, and I will nourish you. I will feed you. Blessed are the hungry, for they shall be fed, as I said before. And so, in the spirit of the theme that I opened on Friday night, you know, quiet the mind and the soul will speak. It also can say, quiet the mind and God will speak. And we went with the Hound of Heaven. It was a beautiful way to start, I think. I prayed a lot about it. I was asking the Lord, what do you want of me? You know, and so the Lord spoke to me through the poem of the Hound of Heaven. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches and the years. I fled him down the labyrinth ways of my own mind, and in the midst of tears, I hid from him. I stand amid the dust, the mounted years. My mangled youth lies dead beneath the heap. My days have crackled and gone up in smoke, have puffed and burst the sun starts on a stream. Yea, faileth now even dream. And now my heart is a broken font wherein tear dripping stagnates. I awoke. I awoke in the night with the sense of futility and of being unloved and unwanted. And suddenly I felt the sureness of God's love. We've all experienced part of this, felt the sureness of his love this weekend. And what a gift. What a gift we've received. And it's not a gift that we paid with money. It's a gift that was, you know, given to us to receive. And he keeps giving us the Holy Eucharist. And he says, take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, given for you. And he says to us, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is my blood, for the redemption of your soul. And so the second reading reads beautifully to link us with the Eucharist. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all the malice. And be kind. Be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed him over for us. And as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. When I was about 12 years old, I had a wonderful mother, little Canadian mother. Her name was Saint Peter. And I remember, you know, I was a bit of a brat. And at one point in time, at 12 or 13 years old, I was starting to reveal my identity a little bit. And I kind of told my mother, mind your own business. Ooh. Did I get it right back in the face? She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. And I think that was really, you know, a well of her. About 5 or 6 years later, when I grew up and I was a little bit more respectful of myself and other people, I went to my mother and I said, I apologize for having treated you the way I did at that time. And she said, when was that? When was that? She acted as though she didn't know. And that was also a healing, powerful healing grace, because she was a woman of wisdom. We talked about the rosary this morning, and Father, thank you for all the reflections. And one of my reflections with my mother praying the rosary was that she raised three orphaned families. And then when the road got tough, she went to her bedroom and sat on her rocking chair and prayed the rosary. And she came back, everything was normal. And he said, yeah, she rocked herself to peace and kept on going, you know. And so this morning we are gathered, and we can reflect in our hearts the beautiful reflection that says, remember how he loved us and how he loved us to his death. And so we celebrate, for he is with us here. For he alone is the Holy One, he alone is the Lord, he alone is the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. And I'd like to close with a little story that matches the beginning, you know, with Mary Magdalene. This is a story of a young teenager who, you know, how crosses became part of the popular jewelry to wear. And so he was looking for a cross. So he's walking down the sidewalk, and there was a jewelry store, and he's doing some storefront shopping, looking in the window, and he saw some crosses. So he went in, kind of a shy, and you know, teenager looking for a cross. So the attendant says, could I help you? And he says, yeah. He says, I'm looking for a necklace. Okay. What kind of a necklace? Necklace for the cross. Well, he says, what kind do you want? There's one with the little man on it, and there's one without the little man on it. And so he's contemplating. He says, well, what's the difference? Well, he says, the little man, he says, he died on the cross. And the plain little cross is that he rose from the dead and he lives in people's hearts. So he says, which one would you like to buy? He says, I think I'll buy the plain one, because I want Jesus to live in my heart. For he alone is the Holy One, he alone is the Lord, he alone is the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father.
Amen.